we were holding in Or HaShanim the first day, and we had said that person awakens, he washes his hands.
It's permitted to eat on one of us, right?
And after he wipes his hand, he prepares himself for accepting the mitzvot, the yoke of Hashem, and we're holding now, he's telling us, V'ilmat Torah, person should learn Torah, L'kei mitzvah taseh, She'tzivani bori yitvah shmom b'torto ha'kdoshah, L'ilmot Torah. And when we learn Torah, we should keep in mind, we're fulfilling the biblical mitzvah to learn Torah. As the verse states in Shema, ulmatem otam ushmartem lasotam. You will learn the Torah and watch to perform the Torah. Ulamed im panai. And I'm preparing myself also to learn with my children. Shnema, as the verse states, and Kriya Shema, v'limatem otam, nechem, teach your children. V'ilmodim nechadai. And to learn with my grandchildren. You guys know the Torah says we're supposed to learn with grandchildren as well. Shnema, as the verse states, v'odatam levanech v'livnei vanecha. Make these laws known to your children and your grandchildren. V'ilmodim talmidai b'shinun. And to learn with my students and review with my students. Shnema, as the verse states, v'shinamtam levanecha. You will review it with your sons. And our sages have on tradition that this is a reference to the students. That one should review the Torah, he should learn the oral law with his students. And part of the obligation to learn Torah is that a person should not be caught sitting idly from learning Torah. Unless he's doing business, or some kind of work, or other things he has to do. Meaning, a person's not supposed to sit down at a bus stop and just stare into space. Or sit and just read a newspaper for the fun of it. If a person needs to take a break from his learning, fine. A person sometimes needs to air out, rest his mind. But a person also has to know that there's a constant obligation to take advantage of time and learn. The greatest mitzvah is learning Torah. Shlomo Kalbach used to say, you should never be caught walking without a sefer. You should always have a sefer with you. And the rabbis always encouraged people to know a few mishnayot by heart. So that if you catch yourself in a situation where you don't have a sefer, you could at least review those mishnayot. All of us know a little bit of Torah by heart. We know the parsha of Shema by heart. We could always review that. Some of us know some mishnayot in Pirkei Avot by heart. We know Ashrei by heart. There are certain verses in Tanakh that we all know by heart. So we should get used to saying them. We know the mishnayot that we say every morning. We know them by heart. Right? Elu dvarim shein lehem shiur, ha'peah, ha'bikurim, ha'rayon. We all know a certain amount of Torah by heart. So that at least that we can review when we have nothing else. But ideally, we should have a sefer and learn something. And I recommend a sefer which you could open and shut and get something out of it. You're sitting and waiting for a bus. You're going to have to close that book the second the bus comes. So don't take something that's lengthy. Take something that's short. By the same token, I also recommend something that holds one's attention. You could get like a little Medrash says or... okay. You can also get... Pirkei Avos, there's a beautiful Pirkei Avos that I lent out the guys that Feldheim put out. I don't remember what it's called. I don't remember the blue one. What? Ruach Chaim? Okay. So, by the what? I don't know the sefer. Ah, Nefesh Chaim. Okay. Ruach Chaim? Okay. I don't know. Okay. So a person, part of the accepting the yoke of Torah is that a person does not remain idle from learning Torah when he can. When he can learn, he does learn. I accept upon myself not to be from the groupings of jokers, as our sages taught us. Whoever can deal in Torah and does not, about him, the Torah says, he scorned the word of God. What does it mean he scorned the word of God? He obviously doesn't consider it a value because he's not taking advantage of the time he has to learn the word of God, to learn the Torah. And that's a joker, because he's making fun of the Torah and he's disgracing it. And the Torah says regarding this, that soul that scorns the Torah will be cut off. And the verse states, the trait of a righteous person is that he does not sit among jokers. Ki im b'torat Hashem chavtzo, but rather he's always seeking out the Torah.
Can I continue my question from before on this one? This kind of really escalated from if you don't spend all your time other than practicing things, it's like you have time and you're just wasting it. Then first you're not honoring the Torah, then you're cool, then you're have no part in the world. I don't know what else you said there, but like it really just escalated so fast that like from you waste time watching TV, oh my gosh, look at you, like. I just, you know.
Let's continue a little bit and then get back there. I also think that this is something which deserves a longer answer, and it's better to leave it for Thursday night, if you don't mind. It's worth discussing at length. And certainly I won't just talk idle chatter, because one who's just shooting the breeze for no purpose is also called a joker that's wasting his time and undoing the learning of the Torah. The Torah says in Kriyat Shema, we're supposed to speak in them, in the words of Torah, and not waste our time talking about idle things that are irrelevant. And also King Solomon guided us in Ecclesiastes. Everything else is just toil. A person shouldn't waste his time talking about it. And certainly I won't gamble or bishalmi nischok, because that's a person that's a complete joker. A person who gambles is not acceptable for testimony. If someone wants to invite him to be an aide at his wedding, he's got a problem. Not only that, but once a person is gambling, he's not only sinning, but he's causing others to sin. And our tradition has it that whoever causes others to sin will never fulfill his tshuva. Even if he wants to, in heavens they won't let him do a complete tshuva. About this, the Torah says, watch yourself not to forget Hashem, your God. And I won't go to a comedy house. Kmo shamu chazar, our sages warned us, alech li tzedion, a person who goes to the stadium where they're having a bullfight, ulechalkom, and plays a comedy house, v'rasham tanchashim etachabarim, and he saw over there the magicians, bukin umukin velulin blurin selgurin, all kinds of different forms of jest. That's what our sages said is a place of jokers that a person isn't supposed to be found. And certainly I won't make fun of other people.
So circus is not allowed.
That's a separate question. And our sages said, he's coming to prove a point. If you want to know other halachic applications, Thursday night, Bezrat Hashem. Our sages said, kol mit lotzetz gorem klaya la'olam. Whoever is making jokes and he's making fun of other people, he's doing jokes at other people's expense, he's really causing destruction to come to the world. As the verse states, "Batal titlotzetzu ki chalav nechatzah shamati." Please don't joke, the prophet Isaiah says. Yeshaya says, please don't joke, for I've heard from heaven that it's come out a great destruction as a result of the jokes. Namu chazal kol mitlotzetz yisurim mechoharin bein alav. And our sages taught us that whoever makes fun of people, whoever makes jokes at people's expense, God sends terrible punishments to that person, and he is uprooted, other than other bitter punishments. So, bottom line, what did we see here today? We saw that a person at the beginning of the day should learn some Torah, accept upon himself the responsibility to learn Torah throughout the day, teach Torah to his children, his grandchildren, his disciples, review with his disciples, and accept upon himself the responsibility to utilize the time that he has available to learn Torah. And when a person just wastes his time, it's as though he's joking. And certainly when a person makes jokes at people's expenses or wastes his time and invests in going to places that are going to waste his time, so then that's what Chazal taught us is a grouping of joking of jokers that God doesn't approve of. And if one makes jokes at others' expenses, then he's promised that there are terrible punishments waiting for him from heaven. Okay.